as always. Blessings to you this day. All right, welcome back. For some of you who are frequent listeners to this show, if you're in the Tampa Bay area, we now are on 2 FM stations. We're on 5 stations right now simultaneously. And the FM are 106.1 FM. And then up in the north part of Dade City, Wesley Chapel, Zephyr Hills, North Tampa, those call letters are 104.3 FM. And then, of course, we're still on the 3 a.m. stations we've been on for a long time, 1340, 1350 a.m., and 1400 a.m. So we're a lot of places this show is, plus every weekend, Saturday and Sunday, 10 a.m. Eastern, we are on StarcomRadioNetwork.com. A lot of places for you to hear the Word of God. The other thing is that every week we, or every month, at the end of each month, we have a webmaster that updates all the shows for the month, puts them on our website. That website is www.bohmglobal.com. And it's really good to have that. So you can go. We just celebrated last week our 500th show. So actually last week was 501, but I was in Indiana for the 500. So we celebrated the 500 for the 501 show, and this is a 502 show. So because we have been doing this show for 9.5 years, we have a ton of great shows for you to access, all on our website, hundreds of them, www.bohmglobal.com, because it is global now. BOHM stands for Beacon of Hope Ministries, bohmglobal.com. So we want you to make use of that. And the prayer team, Nan, would you talk about that for a minute? Because you know, we've got this amazing prayer team that's scattered in different places of the United States. And it's a joy to know that anytime somebody has a request, we can shoot it out. Betty, Shell, PJ, Pastor Jim.
Well, that is a wonderful ministry of the church. And, you know, there's times that, you know, if you need prayer, send it to prayers
at bohmglobal.com. Right, there you go.
Again, prayers at bohmglobal.com. Global.com. Like Pastor said, it's picked up by either Pastor Jim, Betty, or Shell. They send out a prayer to the prayer team that we have. Right. It consists of many people, and that the purpose of sending out the prayer the way they do is that we can all pray that prayer and be praying the same thing for the need that has arisen.
That's right.
If someone wants to be on that prayer team, they just need to email us at that same address. And they will be at it, and they'll be part of a great and mighty ministry.
Absolutely. Along those lines, yes, that prayer ministry is a big part of Beacon of Hope and has been for several years, along with our Wednesday night. Would you tell them what goes on Wednesday night here in Clearwater?
We have fun. We have an interactive Bible study. We have a time of a prayer that we share, prayer requests. We pray. We sing some praise songs, worship songs. And then we have a Bible study, interactive Bible study that, you know, we get to, we talk about things, we ask questions, we give input, we just, it's very interactive, like the word says, interactive. Some, like me, will bring dinner. You can come straight from work, bring your dinner. We have tables set up for,
sure,
you know, using for your Bibles and your notepads, but it can also be used for eating dinner, which is what I do most Wednesday nights.
Yeah, you do.
And, you know, and so it's just... It's a wonderful time. Like I said, we have fun. I mean, it is fun.
It's fun.
Being a Christian, it is fun serving the Lord. It is fun at our Wednesday night Bible study.
Yes. Prayer meeting starts around 6. Bible study actually starts at 6:30 with praise and worship. We're out of there before 8 usually. So it's not a long evening, but it's a time of really spending good quality time in the Word of God and hearing some teaching and interactively being able to ask questions and all that. So we invite you. Right now we are currently meeting at the Red Roof Inn, 3580 Almerton Road in Clearwater. That's since we gave up our building a couple years ago. That's where we are. But, you know, we don't know what God has in store. We know in this new year there's going to be a lot of surprises and a lot of great things in this new year coming up. So you're welcome to join us Wednesday nights at 6. Red Roof Inn, just walk in and ask them where the Beacon Bible study is. And it's easy to find in the golf room. And 3580 Almerton Road in Clearwater. yes, we have a lot of great things coming up in this new year. Wow. We had a board meeting today, and really, I tell you, I'm excited. We got more revivals coming. We got a lot coming down the pike. And so we invite you to tell people about this show and invite them to listen and become a partner with us in ministry here. We don't talk about money very often at all, but if you want to be a financial partner and help pay for these radio shows, just go to our webpage, www.bohmglobal.com, and go to the bottom of the first page, go to donations. It'll open up a window for PayPal, and you can give to help the radio shows week after week after week. All right, so, Betty, do we still have you with us, or do we have Megan now? We don't know.
We don't know.
Somebody's on the line. Is that you?
Do you need me to hang up?
No, not at all.
I was waiting on Megan to...
Yeah, whenever she does, you can both be on. Doesn't matter. All right, listen to this great song, and it is by the group Cutlass. And it is What Faith Can Do. Remember, we need some faith here as we're going through some difficult times.
Everybody falls sometimes. Gotta find the strength to rise from the ashes and make a new beginning. Anyone can feel. You think it's more than you can take, but you're stronger, stronger than you know. Don't you give up now, the sun will soon be shining. You gotta face the clouds to find the silver lining. That's what faith can do. It doesn't matter what you've heard. Impossible is not a word. It's just a reason for someone not to try. Everybody's scared to death when they decide to take that step. Out on the water, but it'll be alright. Life's so much more than what your eyes are seeing. You will find your way if you keep believing. I've seen dreams that move the mountains. Hope that doesn't ever end.
God, that's what faith can do. No matter what you're going through right now, dear one, God wants you to reach out in faith and believe him for your answer. Nan, you have another poem? It looks to me, I saw you in there typing.
Yes, ma'am.
Go ahead.
Your faith can move mountains. That is what I've spoken to you. Believe that things will be okay. These times you will make it through. Don't give up on the promise, on this promise. I'm with you on the path that you are on. Miracles will occur in your life because of what was done by my son. He had a mighty impact on those he met, so he will do for you right now. You will make it through what you face. You will be empowered by my power.
Praise God. Amen. That's just reminding us one more time that he's right there wanting to help us no matter what we're going through. We're in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16 again. I'm in the Message Bible now. Be cheerful no matter what. You say, oh my, that's difficult. Well, go back and listen to our first hour because we know it's difficult, but there is a reason why you're cheerful. You're cheerful because you know God's got the answer before you can see it. The rest of that verse, pray all the time. You say, well, I got to go to work and whatever. No, it's an attitude. It's an attitude of being ready. It's an attitude of praising God during the day. It's kind of like this little conversation that's going on between you and God. And yet you're doing your work at your work or wherever. Betty, are you still on with us or is it Megan now?
No, still me.
Okay.
Wait on Meg.
Okay, but Betty, you know, it's interesting, isn't it, that no matter what we're going through, that we can have that relationship going on, kind of on a sidebar conversation with God as we're going through the day. It's kind of like a, hey, God, did you just see that? Or Lord, do you know how I'm feeling right now? Or you know what I'm talking, Betty? Do you want to comment on that?
Yeah, and I think the neat part about it is it's like Cliff Notes.
Cliff Notes.
It's like you know what Cliff Notes are.
I got through college. I know. Yes.
The cheater's way of getting
yes.
through something you didn't really want to read.
That's right.
And the thing is that God gives us that path. He gives us that pattern. He gives us a roadmap of through His Word, through the Bible.
Yes, He does.
Maybe through prophetic word. Through the poems that man gives,
right,
is that he's the answer.
He is the answer.
He is the answer to all of our problems. He's the answer to our texts.
Right.
He's the answer to our emails.
No matter what it is,
he's the answer. He is God. He will always be God. He will continue to be God, and he's the one that we need to put our trust and faith in.
You know, Betty, I've had many people say to me through the years, I'd say, well, do you pray about all the little things? Because God wants you just to talk to him, like conversation, relationship. Yeah. Do you talk to him about the little things? I can't tell you the number of times I've had people say to me, God doesn't want to deal with my little stuff. And I would say, wait a minute, I disagree. Because it says right here, pray all the time. So that's about... You're praying about everything, and you don't have to have some elaborate prayer. You don't have to have these and thous in it. It's a conversation.
No.
It's a relationship. It's like, God, woo, did you just hear how that person reacted to me? Okay, I choose to forgive right now. You know, it's an ongoing relationship, friendship, conversation, right?
And it's just like me, if I want to call you, And I pick up the phone and I call you and I say, hey, I have this little problem. Can you help? And that's how easy it is. We don't have to pick up a phone. We don't have to have an interpreter.
Right.
All we have to do is say, Jesus,
Yes.
I'm going to be facing some difficult situations at day at work. Can you be with me? Can
yes.
you help me? It's easy. Sometimes I think in prayer we make it so difficult.
Oh,
we
yeah.
We think it, you know, we have to be right before God. You know, we have that right to say, ask for forgiveness. But it's just as easy as me talking to you right now,
right.
to you and Nan. It's just, we make it difficult.
I think.
And it is simplistic. This is the most simplistic.
It is. It is. It's just conversation. But
it's a conversation.
I think the devil has got so many people bamboozled. That's an interesting word. I don't even know if I can spell it.
It's a good word, though.
It's a good word. Bamboozled into thinking that God doesn't care about the little things in life, or God does not care that you're hurting right now, dear one, or that God doesn't care about your job situation, or that God doesn't really care about this or that. And Megan, I think you just got on. Address that, will you? Because God does care about everything.
He does. Hey, guys. Thanks, Mom, for filling in for me.
You're welcome.
You know, it's the it's the problem that we have this, we have to get past the problem of having this uncomfortable feeling that we can't talk to God like we talk to our earthly best friend.
Right.
We have to open that dialogue. We have to let the words come freely from our mouth, because even though that we think that we're hiding something, God still sees our heart. God
That's
still
right.
knows our intentions.
Yes.
So be truthful and forthright when you talk to him. And even such minor things, it's everything is important to him in our lives. Everything that we do, everything that we feel, we can tell him everything. He's right, you know, if you call his name, he's right there in that moment. He sends the Holy Spirit and he joins you where you are, whether you're in your car, you're in the bathroom, you're huddled in a corner in a closet, you know, having the worst day of your life. It's just getting past that point of breaking that barrier of communication with God, even though that we can't see him, that shouldn't make an impact on how we talk to him, because he has that closeness with us, and we need to learn to have that closeness with him.
I totally agree. And these verses right here in 1 Thessalonians 5, in the NIV and the New American Standard, it says, thank God in everything give thanks, I think is what it says, right? In everything give thanks. And I've had people say, wait a minute, I cannot thank God because I just went through this tragedy, or I just lost a job, or whatever the case may be. It's hard to thank God. You're thanking God for who he is in the midst of the situation. And the reason you're thanking God that way is because you know that even though you got a problem, God's got the provision. He's got the answer. Nan, did you want to comment on that before I go back to Megan?
Well, no, just, you know, thanking him. We're thinking in advance,
right?
What he's going to do. I mean,
that's it. You're in advance.
I mean, that's faith. Is believing in the midst of the trial that we're going to make it through. We trust him. We praise him in the midst of the trial. We don't praise him for the trial. We praise him that he will help bring us through the trial.
Exactly. And then we also can thank him for what he's going to teach us and what he's going to be for us in the midst of this situation, right?
Yeah. There's been sometimes I'm like, God, what am I supposed to learn from this?
That's a great question to ask.
What am I supposed to learn from
this,
that's
Lord? A great question to ask, Nan. What do you want to be for me now? That's the question we've been asking today. What do you want to be for me now, Lord, in this situation that maybe you've never been for me before? Talk to us, Megan.
Oh, that is such an awesome question to ask him, because he will answer. And
amen.
You know, for myself, I've lost a child. And it is hard to pray when you're hurting.
Yes.
It's so hard.
Yes.
Because you're so full of pain. You're so full of anguish. And I'm not saying that towards God. It's just sometimes you don't have the words to say. You don't have the words to come out of your mouth.
Right.
But that's when the time comes that turn on some Christian music.
Yes.
Turn
yes.
on something that's
yes.
going to minister to you. Because there were times when in my situations that when I would turn on the music, there would always be that one song that would bring forth the tears, would bring forth that healing of releasing that all that pressure that you hold inside.
Right.
And that's the Holy Spirit meeting you in that moment to help you feel released, to feel healing. Because when you pray, when you believe, when you praise, healing will come. Even if all you can mutter out of your mouth is, Jesus, please help me.
Exactly.
He will come and he will help you. You don't have to always voice those concerns. He knows what they are.
Amen. And going along with that, Romans 8:28, God, it says, and we know that God causes all things to work together for our good to those who love God and are called according
Amen.
To his purpose. Miracles are everywhere. They're happening around us. They're happening to us. And I think a lot of times we have to change our mindset to really expect God to move in our situation. If it's in a loss of a loved one, then Lord, I need comfort. I need supernatural comfort. I need wisdom on how to conduct my life now without this person. If it's a loss of a job, if it's a loss of a relationship, a loved one that's moved away and wants nothing to do with you anymore. Whatever the case may be, God, I need wisdom. I need comfort. I need a miracle to happen so that I can go on tomorrow. Some people are so depressed and so discouraged, they feel like they can't go on tomorrow. This song is for you.
They followed him on dusty roads, wherever he would lead. Multitudes would gather as he healed each disease. With eyes of wonder, they would watch as he would stop to pray. And when he spoke the word of faith, you could hear them say, "Here comes a miracle. Here comes a miracle." Can't you feel it in the air? That look is on his face. His glory is in this place. And I know a miracle is near. The lame could walk, the deaf could hear. Blinded eyes could see. Those who had been bound for years were suddenly set free. They came in desperation, the hurting and the poor. But when they saw him through the crowd, they knew what was in store. Here comes a miracle. Here comes a miracle. Can't you feel it? Can't you feel it in the
God. And you know what, dear one? God does have a miracle for you. He really does. You may not see it right now. Obviously, you probably don't, especially if you're hanging on and believing for a miracle. But God is such a God of surprises. I tell you what, I have lived on the edge with him like this for a while, not knowing what he's going to do next, but knowing that he is going to do something and bring some miracle about in my life. Nan, God gave Nan another poem, so here we go, Nan. Do it.
Your miracle is on its way.
Ooh, there you go.
Believe this while you pray. I'm in control of what's going on. through it, you will become strong. I see the miracle that you need. Look to me and mightily believe. Things will be okay for you. Trust me. That's what you're to do. I'm the miracle that you need. You will receive it. Look, see, I'm here for you right now. You will receive much power. You know, it's interesting that I think this poem number four or something, but what's entwined amongst all of them is talking about trust.
Yes.
And talking about he's got it in control.
Yes, he does.
And talking about it's going to be okay.
Right.
And through the mist, I mean, I really believe strongly there are people listening right now or in the future that they're in need of a great miracle.
Yes, yes.
I mean, they need a great miracle in their life. And he's trying to remind us that that is there for us.
I totally agree. The show that comes on before us, the McKays, are just so amazing here. And their theme now is they end every show with this song, and it says, this is your day for a miracle. And we have to believe that. Megan, talk to me, because even though we go through difficult times, I'm reminded of Psalm 23, even though, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Even though we go through really hard times, it just seems like it's going to be the death of us, or we're sinking into the pit of despair and depression. God is there. He is never going to leave us. Talk to me, Megan.
Amen. And that's the miracle that we have to stand on. That's the miracle that can pull us out of depression. That's the miracle that can pull us away from addictions.
Yes.
Is the miracle of knowing that Jesus Christ was sent here to save us.
Amen.
From all condemnation, from
Amen.
Death. We shall live, people. That is such a powerful thing that should resonate and just totally ignite a fire in your soul, is realizing that death has no hold on us.
Woo! Amen.
And woo! And you know, I played that song through my pregnancy with Grayson, and I hung onto that song. It ministered to me so heavily, because I knew that no matter what happened, that there is a miracle at the end of that season, that Grayson, no matter whether he lived or died, that there was a miracle that he was going to live forever in eternity in heaven.
Amen.
And I have that to hold on to right now. I have that to hold on to, that the Lord, my Savior, has looked at death in the face and said, no more, never again, everyone that lives through me lives in eternity. And
Amen.
Now I have that to look forward to, as well as looking forward to seeing the rest of my family.
Amen. Didn't Jesus say, I am the resurrection and the life?
Amen.
Did he not say, no man comes to the Father but through me? Did he not say, I go to prepare a place for you, that where I am, there ye may be also? Did he not say, I am the way, the truth, and the life? Did he not say, I am the bread of life? Did he not say, I am the good shepherd? Did he not say, I am the gate, the door, I am the vine? All of this that he is for us, dear ones, that's why we can praise God and be cheerful no matter what happens. Because this is so much more than the events that are going on in our lives on a daily basis here on earth. These events are being used by God to train us, training for reigning with him. We are going through some of the things we're going through so that we can, as I quoted earlier from 2 Corinthians 1, verse 3, so that we can comfort others with the comfort where we've been comforted. Megan, how many times have we talked through the last 2 years since Grayson's passing that you have been able to comfort so many online that they have children with the same disease, the diaphragmatic hernia. Go ahead. I said it wrong. Congenital diaphragmatic hernia.
Hernia.
Right?
You got it. Yep.
Okay.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I mean, how many times has God put mothers and fathers in your path that you've been able to minister to and comfort them with the comfort that you've been comforted with?
Oh, Pastor, you know, I can't even think of numbers, but I pray that it only continues, because there are so many people that around the world, even right now, who are dealing with loss.
Yes.
And it's so it's so humbling to me that, yes, I've hurt, and yes, I do have still have days where I still do.
Right.
But it's through the joy of the Lord
yes.
that I get to share my story. I get to share how big and giant of an impact that the Lord made through my life and through my family's, and how I get to share that. It just makes me so happy to be able to share the other side of loss. And what
yes.
I mean by that
yes.
is having the Holy Spirit in my life, having the Holy Spirit leading me and counseling me every day of my life that I have to live here and deal with these human emotions that come from loss.
Right.
I mean, it is so tough. You guys know that. But having the Lord on your side,
yes,
it's a totally different situation.
You know, when we're going through these kinds of trials, whether it be the loss of spouse, the loss of children, the loss of friendships, the loss of a relationship, the loss of a job, whatever it might be, loss is loss, and it's hard. Some losses are harder than others, granted. But the God of all peace, the God who raises us up out of despair, the God who sets our feet on the rock, Christ Jesus, the God, he's the glory and the lifter of my head. Psalm 3, David was being chased by Saul. 21 times King Saul tried to kill David. And in one of those times, David was so discouraged. And he wrote these words in Psalm 3. O Lord, how many are my foes? How many rise up against me? Many are saying to me, God will not deliver him. But you are a shield around me. Here's where we have to change the conversation. We got to change our mindset. We acknowledge the pain and the suffering. David acknowledged it in Psalm 3 in verse 1 and 2. Oh, I got all these foes. Everybody's rising up against me. Everybody's saying God's not going to pull him out of this mess. But Psalm 3 verse 3. But you are a shield around me, O Lord. You bestow glory on me and lift up my head. To the Lord I cry aloud, and he answers me from his holy hill. I lie down and sleep. Some of you are not able to sleep because of the loss going on in your life right now. Claim Psalm 3, verse 5. I lie down and sleep. I wake again because the Lord sustains me. I will not fear the tens of thousands drawn up against me on every side. Arise, O Lord, and deliver me, O my God. Strike all my enemies on the jaw. Break the teeth of the wicked. From the Lord comes deliverance. May your blessing be on your people. Talk to me. Megan, that's 8 verses. 8 is a number of resurrection and new life. Psalm 3, that is a homework assignment for everyone out there. Talk to me, Megan.
Amen. You know, if David could get through what he got through with the Lord,
yes.
We can get through anything.
Right.
We can get through anything. Right. And that is where in the Bible there are so many promises to us to live by.
Right.
Promises of restoration, promises of life, promises of joy.
Right.
And that's where we need to be studying. We need to be getting in the Word. We need to be praying for wisdom.
Amen.
And guidance. Because you can't go through a storm. You can't go through a season without having a captain, without having a pilot over
right.
your ship.
You need it.
And amen. And without having a shepherd, you've got to do it. You've got to have the great counselor.
Right.
So that through whatever circumstance you're going through, whatever it is, we could name hundreds of different things, that you learn, and you learn through that storm, how magnificent and powerful that the Lord can make his presence known if you just ask.
Amen. And, you know, it's through those trials that he's training us. So that's why we can be joyful no matter what's going on, no matter what our circumstances are. That's why Paul wrote these verses, 1 Thessalonians 5:16, be cheerful no matter what. Pray all the time. Thank God no matter what happens. Thank him no matter what happens. And I think Nan mentioned it. Sometimes we don't want to thank God for the problem, but we thank him in the problem. No matter what is going on here, God, I'm going to thank you for who you are. What do you want to be for me now, God, that you could never be for me to be before? What is it you want to teach me through this trial? This is the way God wants you wants you to, who belong to Christ Jesus, to live. He wants us to live in expectancy of the miracle. Talk to me, Megan, about all that. He wants us to live on the edge of surprise.
Amen. And, you know, I can't remember what verse it is, but it's like a mother awaiting the birth of a child.
Right.
Is it in Matthew? I can't remember.
Yeah.
But right. That's the way that we should live, is to, you know, yeah, we are faced with a problem, but Lord, what if you look at it differently? Lord, what are you getting ready to bring me out of? What are you getting ready to bring me in?
Woo!
What window are you opening?
Yes.
What shingle are you going to blow off of my roof?
Right.
Because, you know, we need to be prepared. We need to be expecting the miracles that are coming. And we know that the great big one is that the Lord is coming back and the Lord is going to save all of us from condemnation. But through those little things, those little burps that we have through our years out here on this planet, is that where we need to be having our hands raised, even though it is so hard. Raise your hands and praise the Lord and say, Lord, I am struggling right now, but I am expecting your presence. I'm expecting
yes.
you to show up and show off, and I'm ready, Lord. Where's the miracle? Shine
right.
me through it. Lead me through it in Jesus' name.
Woo, we agree with that right now. Nan, do you want to comment on any of that? Megan's on a roll here.
Megan's on a roll. I think she should... I think she should continue that role. I mean, I love it. You know, he shows up just in time.
He does, even though we don't think it's
we
in
don't
time.
Think it's my his time is so different from my time.
Isn't it?
He knows no time. We know time.
He just knows when things are arranged exactly in the right order to accomplish the greater good in our lives. He knows when things are ready for him to then move us into that surprise or into that suddenly moment. He knows all the factors that go together to make that problem so difficult. Mm-hmm. But he also knows all the factors that are going to come together right at the right moment, the precise, perfect moment to bring the right answer.
In his time.
And that's why we can praise him.
Absolutely.
And that's why we can give him thanks in everything, because he knows. He knows the end from the beginning. He knows how this story that we're writing of our lives is going to turn out. He knows how this problem for you, dear one, is going to sort itself out. Talk to me, Megan, before we do this next song.
Well, you know, I tell you what, the Lord knows that humans are not patient.
Oh, we are not. No, that's why we need to learn patience. But don't ask God
that's
for
right.
it, because then, woo,
that's
look
right.
out.
Yes, because he will test you.
Yeah, you don't ask for
no.
it.
No, don't ever do that. But, you know, the Lord, in the times of waiting,
yes.
and they may be long. I'm just going to warn you, they may be long.
Yes.
That's where we learn a lot about ourselves through what kind of Christian are we? Are
mm-hmm.
we going to be a disciple, or are we just going to be sitting back, kind of waiting, like, well, is the Lord telling me the truth, or, you know, what's going on here? Now that's where we need to realize that His strength and His power is enough for us.
Oh,
there's
amen.
Nothing else that's going to fill that. There's nothing, no alcohol, no drugs, no shopping addiction. No person is going to fill that void.
Amen.
The only way you're ever going to fill that cup up is with the blood of Jesus Christ.
Oh, amen. You know, it was a wonderful thing this week when my team, Chicago Cubs, won the World Series. It was a long time coming, and a lot of people were beginning to believe, had more faith in that old Chicago Cubs curse that they thought was there than they did on talent and hard work and good coaching. And I heard it over and over again. Well, there is that old Cubs curse, you know. It's been 108 years now since Cubs won, and somebody cursed them and whatever. Some crazy stuff like that. But you know what? When we are doing the best we can, when we are saying, God, I trust you. I am not cursed. I am blessed. Go to Deuteronomy 28, 1-14. This is for someone. And walk that thing. Read it out loud. I am blessed when I come in, blessed when I go out. I have the blessings of Abraham. They're mine. All these things. Go to Deuteronomy 28, 1-14 and get that down on the inside of you. If you think, well, this is don't ever, what I'm trying to say is don't ever develop a habit of saying, oh, this is par for the course for me. Every time I turn around, this awful thing is going to happen. I'm just cursed. I don't know. You know what? The Chicago Cubs proved this week that the curse was not real. It was a mindset, and it was something for people to talk about. Hard work, talent, good coaching took them over the finish line. And guess what? It's the same thing with our spiritual lives. When we really spend time in the Word, when we spend time believing God, when we spend time praising God, no matter what's going on in our lives, when we choose to believe the blessings are ours, not the curse, when we choose to believe that God has answers for our problems, no matter how huge they are, then look out, because He's got a surprise for you.
If you choose to believe.
Choose to believe. It's all about choosing to believe that God does love you, that He has a plan for you, that He wants to do that plan, work that plan, and that you believe that you are blessed, that you're not under the curse. If you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you are on the blessing side, not on the curse side. Nan, talk to us. You got a poem again, and then we'll go to Megan.
I do.
Boy, God has really given you a lot of poems today. This is interesting. It hasn't happened this much in a long time.
No, it hasn't. If you choose to believe in me, you will receive so many blessings. I will strengthen you in all that you face, and to me you'll be able to sing. You will sing, "He did it. I made it through. Let me tell all of what He's done for me." I have a special story to share with you of my tough time, of your tough times. You can also be free.
All right.
Believe that he will work it all out. Praise him for the answers right now. You will have the peace that you need to go on, and you'll receive so much power.
Oh, that's good stuff.
I thought of Megan at the beginning when it was talking about, you know, you'll receive blessings. He'll help you make it through. I have a special story. I thought of Megan because
she does have a special story.
She has a very, very special story.
And a baby girl now, Zoe Grace, since the death of Grayson. Talk to us, Megan. That was great. You have a special story, Megan?
I do have a special story, and I did have a miracle. I had a third child that was free of any congenital diaphragmatic hernia.
That's right.
And I'll tell you what, every day of my pregnancy, until I found out that diaphragm was there, I told the Lord, I said, Lord, I'm proclaiming that diaphragm is whole. In your name, Jesus, that your blood flows through her body in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
I proclaimed it. And the Lord came through. The Lord gave me my miracle.
Yes. Praise God. Yes.
You know, we're going through another storm in our family by ourselves. My husband has lost his job, and, you know, we've lost a lot of things, and we're continuing to lose things. But the one thing that we haven't lost, the one thing that always holds ground, is my Heavenly Father. And I'm here to testify to you that no matter what I lose on this earth, I have the one most important thing to me, and that is Jesus. I have him. I can call on him whenever I need him, whenever I'm hurting. And most of all, I love to sing praises to him because
Amen.
When I'm struggling, when I'm running low on patience with my children, I turn on some praise music, and we start dancing, and I start praising the Lord, and it just centers me. It's a beautiful thing, and that's why, you know, on these radio shows, we all share these trials, these storms that we all go through. And through them all, we're telling you that the Lord Almighty is here through every single moment.
That's exactly right.
Because we want him to be.
Yes.
And he is awesome. Sorry,
whoa,
I can keep going.
Well, amen. And that we do. These shows are real. They're real life. We are talking about real life events and problems and heartaches. And because our mission here on this show is not just to be real, but to present the real Jesus, the real Spirit of God that can come in the midst of your struggle, no matter how great your struggle is. We don't minimize any struggle. Any struggle's a struggle, you know, but we know the Savior of mankind. We know our Jesus. We know the Holy Spirit who comes and lives on the inside of us. We know the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And we know that God has an answer for you. God will make a way where there seems to be no way. We played that earlier on the show, and it is for somebody out there. God will make a way where there seems to be no way. Nan, did you have anything to add right there?
No.
Okay, Megan, back to you. In the midst of these times, and we're reading this verse for probably the 10th time here today, be cheerful no matter what. Pray all the time.
Amen.
Thank God no matter what happens. This is the way God wants you who belong to Christ Jesus, to live. And then down to verse 23, 1 Thessalonians 5. May God himself, the God who makes everything holy and whole, make you holy and whole. Put you together, spirit, soul, and body, and keep you fit for the coming of our Master, Jesus Christ. The one who called you is completely dependable. In some translations, it says the one who called you is completely faithful. It's faithful or dependable. If he said it, he'll do it.
Amen.
Talk to me, Meg.
Oh, you know what stands out to me in that scripture is to keep yourself fit until the coming of the Lord.
Right.
That is so vitally important to me because I don't ever want to miss a chance to live in eternity.
Right.
Because number one, that's where the Lord is. That's where God is. And number two, that's where the Son that I never got to know lives. That's where he resides.
Right.
And I want nothing more than to live here on this planet and be the light that he wants me to be among, you know, the salt and light among all of the drab and dark shadows. I want to bring the joy into those situations.
Amen.
I want people to keep asking me, what's the matter with you?
you know what's the matter with me? I'm full of the Holy Spirit. I want to talk about God, and I will continue to do it until I take my last breath.
Amen.
Because people need to realize that whatever situation they're in right now, it's not the end of the world.
That's
You're
right.
still alive. You've still got the breath of God in your body. So get up. Claim your healing, claim your miracle, and start praying to the Lord. Open up your mouth and speak the proclamation that the Lord is speaking upon you right now in the name of Jesus. Come out of the shadows. Come away from the liar of the dark, because I'm telling you, he's full of nothing but lies, and he wants nothing more than for you not to go into eternity.
Woo! Whoa, now that is right on. And as you're saying that, I heard this one more time, and we've got to play at least part of this for someone.
In ways we cannot see, he will make a way for me. He will be my guide, hold me closely to his side. With love and strength for each new day, he will make a way. He will make a
Praise God. Get those words down on the inside of you today. God will make a way, dear one, in your situation. He has the answer for you, so you can thank him. Start thanking him now before you see the answer. Megan, you want to talk? I'm going to lower that music down and keep it going a little bit here in the background. Go ahead.
Absolutely. You know, I just had a vision in the spirit that there's someone right now who is huddled up in a corner, who is sitting in the dark, and the Lord is right there in front of you, and he's reaching his hand down to pick you up right now. You just have to extend your hand and say, Lord, I'm ready. I'm here. I'm willing. I'm ready to join you, Lord, because I know that there is a way, that because of you, there is a way through this circumstance. So whoever you are, you know who you are right now, and I pray in the name of Jesus that you rebuke the devil off of your situation and off of your life, and that you stand up and stand into the light right now of the Holy Spirit and proclaim your miracle in Jesus' name.
Praise God. We agree with that right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And for those of you out there that are having a hard time, like Megan said, really trusting God in the midst of your situation, know that he has the answer. And you can begin to thank him and praise him in advance because he has the answer. Nan, did you have anything else you want to add here before we get out of here in just a minute? Go ahead. I'm sorry. I had your mic off. Go
that's
ahead.
That's okay. Well, a couple things. I just want to encourage the people that God will make a way when there seems to be no
Amen.
Way. And they may be struggling and not knowing what to do and what direction to go. They can send in a prayer to us at prayers@bohmglobal.com. They can send a prayer request there, and the prayer team will pray for them. Also, what I kind of felt about saying is if someone needs scripture, sometimes we need the word.
We
always need the word. But
yes.
We need the word, a scripture on a certain situation or for encouragement. They can actually email into Pastor Jim at pastorjim@bohmglobal.com. Again, that's pastorjim@bohmglobal.com. He is great about responding things. I email him from time to time and say, I need a scripture for this, or what do you think about this situation? And he's very willing, and he's very in tune with exactly what God would have to say to them. They can email him if they want some scripture, and he'll provide it to them.
Absolutely. prayers@bohmglobal.com and pastorjim@bohmglobal.com. Mine is pastor@bohmglobal.com. All right, Megan, last word here before we get out of here. Thank you, Nan. Thanks for being on.
I just pray that people will learn how to find their joy through the Lord instead of other circumstances.
Amen.
And that they really unify with him through their trials. And I just pray for peace over everybody that listens to this show.
Praise God. Thank you, Megan. Thank you. God bless you and your family. And as always, it's been a joy to be on this two-hour show with you, as we are every single Sunday afternoon, almost always. It's me, but sometimes it's Pastor Jim, as when I'm out preaching a revival, or in a few weeks I'll be back ministering in Mexico. So we encourage you to pray for this ministry and to send your prayer requests in to prayers@bohmglobal.com. God has great things in store for you, dear listener. And this show will be up on the podcast here in a day or so. And listen to it again. If it's helped you, then listen again. And God bless you. Well, this has been Pastor Marcia McAllister, Nan Watson, Betty Thomas, her daughter Megan Kramer, and all of us speaking the word of God and bringing you Living the Good Life today. God bless you. It's not far to Jesus. See you next week.
To his side. There's no